AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is more talking today on Capitol Hill among Democrats over whether President Biden should stay in the race or get out. Vermont's Peter Welch is the first Democrat in the Senate to publicly say the president should get out. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries would not say which way he is leaning.
Our conversations have been candid, comprehensive, and clear-eyed, and they are ongoing.
Democrat Barbara Wade lives in Vermont. She likes the president and says she'll vote for anyone other than Donald Trump.
It could go fine to have him in place again, and I would trust Kamala Harris to pick up if she had to. But if it means that more people will vote for Trump, then that's the danger.
President Biden holds a solo news conference tonight to close out the NATO summit in Washington. The campaign, meantime, acknowledged they are behind, and a growing number of aides in the White House and the campaign privately harbored doubts the president can turn it around. The Labor Department says for the third straight month, inflation has cooled, meaning the Federal Reserve will likely cut interest rates soon. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick was asked when.
Economists and other observers are really thinking that September is when we are likely to get the first rate reduction this cycle. And that comes in the context of inflation news, which has been improving, but also a softening job market.
A Fed official also suggested today a rate cut could happen soon. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the search continues in the Houston area for a man suspected of shooting and killing a sheriff's deputy after the suspect pistol-whipped a pizzeria clerk.
Gunned down one of our brave heroes in his patrol vehicle. Will not stand.
Police in Alameda, California say a man is in custody after shooting and killing his wife, their young son, and his wife's parents. This is AP News. Vermont has been hit hard by the remnants of what was once Hurricane Beryl.
More than half a dozen bridges are knocked out, and some communities are under evacuation orders. Officials said there was one death, a male from Peacham, Vermont. Residents of a six-unit apartment building in Plainfield had only 15 minutes to leave before the entire structure was swept away.
In the Great Brook, which runs into the Winooski River, I live on the second floor, and the water was coming up pretty far, so I knew that it was time to leave with my dog.
Plainfield evacuee Hillary Conant said she also had to flee rising waters a year ago.
It's like the same thing is happening over again.
In Moortown, town board chairman Tom Martin says workers are hoping to install a temporary bridge on the town's main access road and that a school that sustained damage last year was once again inundated with floodwaters. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.